Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
Support for LAist comes from Visual Communications, presenting VC Film Fest, celebrating 40 years of Asian and Native Hawaiian Pacific Islander filmmaking, with over 200 films May 1st through 10th. Info at festival.vcmedia.org.
Welcome to Air Talks TV Talk from LAist 89.3. I'm Larry Mantle. Every Thursday, I'm joined on Air Talk by professional TV critics to review and discuss the newest cable TV, broadcast, and streaming series. With so much content available, we know it's hard to pick something to watch, and we're here to help. All right, let's meet this week's critics. Time for us to talk television with our critics Jen Chaney of Vulture and Liz Shannon Miller, senior entertainment editor at Consequence. And we begin with the Andrew Scott starring miniseries Ripley. Scott, a recent guest with us on Air Talk after his critically acclaimed performance in the movie All of Us Strangers, a terrific film. His performance, truly great. I thought he might be nominated for an Oscar for it. He wasn't, but he stars in Ripley on Netflix. Liz, please tell us about the miniseries.
Yeah, this is based on the Patricia Highsmith novels. It's specifically focused on the talented Mr. Ripley. So you might be familiar with the story already if you've seen the Anthony Mignola film, but this is really a role that Andrew Scott was born to play, and the show looks incredible. It's shot in black and white. It's just this beautiful, stark cinematography that really, you don't miss color, honestly. It's just so striking. And the story itself is a little slow to get started, but very, you know, compelling in its period details, especially.
All eight episodes are debuting today on Netflix. Ripley, Jen.
Yeah, I agree with what Liz just said. It looks absolutely beautiful. Robert Elswit was the cinematographer on this, and he's an Academy Award winner for There Will Be Blood and has just a string of amazing credits.
Yeah.
So it's a gorgeous looking piece. And I'm with you, Larry. Andrew Scott should have been nominated for an Academy Award for that performance in All of Us Strangers. I think he's such a gifted actor. And he plays Tom Ripley with sort of a creepiness that Matt Damon brought to the part when he played it in the movie in the 90s to some extent. But I think it's even deeper here. And the fact that it is episodic television allows you to sort of sit in the discomfort of him running this con job and people slowly figuring out what he's done. So I actually like that it's a little more slow paced. It really, you feel the atmosphere and the tension that exists, maybe more so than you do in the movie.
Ripley, all eight episodes of the miniseries are now available streaming on Netflix. And as Liz mentioned, it's in black and white. It co-stars Dakota Fanning and Johnny Flynn. Sugar is streaming on Apple TV Plus, and it's set in Los Angeles. Colin Farrell starring as private investigator John Sugar. Jen.
Yeah, so this is really very much a noir LA detective story, something that we have seen before. Colin Farrell plays John Sugar, who, as you said, is a private investigator, and he's hired by a very revered filmmaker who... his granddaughter has gone missing, and he hires John Sugar to try to track her down. From the very first episode, you have this sense that there is something a little off kilter about Farrell's character, and you can't quite figure out what it is. He might have like a medical issue. It is revealed in the sixth episode, and I certainly will not tell you what happens. But what I will say is that a colleague of mine spoiled the twist in this for me. And in retrospect, I'm kind of grateful, because if I hadn't known what was coming, I would have had a full brain aneurysm watching this. Okay. It is the most out of left field twist I've seen on television in a long, long time. And it completely changes your perspective on what exactly it is that you're watching. I found this very watchable, but I think people are going to be very divided about the twist. I have a feeling.
Liz, what did you think of Sugar?
I agree with Jen about everything she just said. I was not spoiled for the twist, but I knew there was a twist coming, and I laughed my butt off, which is not necessarily the best sign.
You caught yourself so well. I heard the word before it even came out of your mouth.
I did good, Larry.
That was good.
Thank you. But I was It's certainly not what it's certainly unexpected in a delightful way, I personally think, but I do agree that there are probably going to be people who are not on board with it. But at the same time, you got it's the other thing to really mention about the show is that it looks great, and it also is most episodes are 30 minutes long, which every time I mention that to people, they get really excited
Yeah,
because, you know, 30-minute
we
dramas
like
can be
that.
really fun. Yeah.
All right, Sugar is streaming on Apple TV Plus, starring Colin Farrell with Kirby and with Amy Ryan. The first two episodes debut tomorrow on Friday, April 5th, and then there'll be weekly releases on Fridays after that. Sugar on Apple TV Plus. Streaming on Starz app and available on the Starz network is Mary and George, a historical drama that stars Julianne Moore. Episode one premieres tomorrow at 9 o'clock on the Starz network, and then following that on the Starz app. Liz, what do you think of Mary and George?
This is a very well-made period drama that stars the kind of thing that Starz does very well. It's also a very sexy period drama, the kind of thing Starz does well. But you know, it's all based rooted in real history of this time period, and you know, there's a lot of great political back and forth in addition to all the sexual shenanigans happening. It's not like I wouldn't say it's like the classiest watch, but it's a lot of it's a it's not, I in I wouldn't even say it's a lot of fun, but it is fascinating.
All right, we're talking about Mary and George. George, it's on Starz, starring Julianne Moore, and episode one premieres tomorrow. The additional episodes release weekly for a total of 7 episodes. On Apple TV Plus, it's the second season of Loot, starring Maya Rudolph. The series created by Matt Hubbard and Alan Yang. First two episodes are available now on Apple TV Plus. Liz, what do you think of this second season of Loot?
I think it continues really well on what the first season did, which is, you know, let Maya Rudolph lead a really fun, engaging comedy that also has something really interesting to say about the current state of the 1% in our society. Like, you know, this is a show that's very interested in discussing what it means to have a lot of money and what it does to a person and the kind of, you know, societal disconnect that that can create. It's got a lot more to say than your usual comedy, and I think in the cast is really extraordinary.
All right, Loot. In its second season on Apple TV Plus, starring Maya Rudolph, there'll be a total of 10 episodes. Two of them are out right now. When we come back, we'll hear what our TV critics have to say about Steve Martin, a documentary in two pieces. Also, the Hulu comedy Dinosaur, starring Ashley Story and Kat Ronny. And we'll also be looking at Curb Your Enthusiasm, the series finale. And of course, the chance to find out what Curb is going to end on should be quite exciting. That's all coming up with our television critics, Liz Shannon Miller of Consequence and Jen Chaney of Vulture. This is TV Talk from LAist 89.3. We'll be right back.
Support for LAist comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This fascinating exhibition features all four of the Spanish artist's major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. With over 200 prints on view, this exhibition offers insight into the artist's creative process and the full range of his expressive capacity. Now on view. More information at nortonsimon.org.
Support comes from Visual Communications, presenting VC Film Fest, celebrating 40 years showcasing Asian and Native Hawaiian Pacific Islander filmmaking, featuring over 200 works ranging from narrative film, documentary films, photo exhibits, and new media. VC Film Fest honors our beloved elder cultural workers, linking them to present and emerging artists to empower communities and challenge perspectives. May 1st through 10th in Little Tokyo and in Long Beach. Info at festival.vcmedia.org.
Back after this. Hi, this is Larry Mantle, and you're listening to Air Talk's TV Talk, a weekly review of the newest cable TV, broadcast television, and streaming series. Let's get back to reviews. We're joined by critics Jen Chaney and Liz Shannon Miller. Next up on our TV talk, Steve Martin, a documentary in two pieces. It's on Apple TV Plus. Morgan Neville is the director. And the first one of the two films is really largely based on archival material that Steve Martin himself has collected throughout the course of his career. Jen, what did you think of the docs?
I really enjoyed this. And, you know, certainly people who have read Steve Martin's books and know a lot about his life will know some of the information, if not a lot of it. But seeing it all put together in this way by Morgan Neville, who you mentioned is the director, it's just very, very entertaining. You're right. The first part, I mean, they're really two feature films in terms of the length. The first part is really about him getting started in show business as a teenager working at Disneyland, all the way up through his stand-up career, you know, the Wild and Crazy Guy days. And that kind of the next part then goes into his movie career and really focusing on who he is now. But we don't see Steve Martin currently at all in the first part. As you said, it's all old material. We hear his voice. We hear from other people, but we really don't see him in the present until the second part. And I just thought it was very, very well done. And just, I mean, who doesn't love Steve Martin? Really entertaining.
Well, and particularly in that first film, the chance to revisit some of these things. You know, we tend to think of Martin today as a guy who, you know, is a musician and does only murders in the building and as you know, kind of not the silly guy of those early years. And it's such a different persona.
It really, really is. I mean, he has reinvented himself many, many times. And it struck me, actually, at the end of the first part, they mentioned that, you know, he stopped doing that arrow through the head act and never did it again, like has never brought it back out, has never done like a revival of the Wild and Crazy Guy. And I was like, God, that's wild. Like most people would bring that back. And he hasn't. He's just continued to move forward.
You probably got this too, but Apple TV Plus, in a promotional package they sent out, sent one of those arrows to put on your head to make it look through.
You know what? I didn't get it, Larry, and
I'm sorry. Oops. All right. Steve Martin, a documentary in two pieces from Apple TV Plus, streaming on both parts of them on that service. Dinosaur is a Hulu comedy starring Ashley Story and Kat Ronnie. Six parts of it released tomorrow. Tomorrow, Friday, April 5th. Liz, what do you think of the comedy Dinosaur?
Dinosaur belongs to this wonderful genre of small British comedies that tend to find an audience on Hulu or Max here in the United States. This one feature, you know, Nina is the main character is a neurodivergent archaeologist who has a really strong opinions about everything in her world. So that means that, you know, as the show delves into wedding planning, that's, you know, definitely interesting fuel for the comedy. And it's just a really nice character focused little show. It's, you know, six episodes. It's easy. It goes down easy.
All right. Dinosaur is streaming on Hulu, six parts, releasing tomorrow. And we've got the final season of Larry David's Curb Your Enthusiasm, season 12, and the series finale, which is releasing on Sunday on Max and on HBO. Jen, please start us on your anticipation for this final episode.
Well, I mean, I think this last season of Curb has been leading up to kind of being a referendum on the Seinfeld finale, because Larry has gotten himself in a situation. He gave someone water who was waiting in line to vote in Georgia. And that is or at least at one time it was a no-no. And so, of course, he was supposed to plead guilty and he figured out a way to mess everything up. And I'm pretty sure there's going to be a trial in the final episode, very much the same way that there was in the final episode of Seinfeld. But, you know, one of the things that's so interesting to think about is that this show premiered in 2000. And the reason it's been on for so long is because Larry took, you know, stretches like several years off in between some seasons. But this is the last of the like golden era HBO shows, Sopranos, Sex and the City, 6 Feet Under, The Wire. All of those shows were on at that time. And this is the last of them to finally say goodbye. So it feels like the end of an era in that respect, too.
And if it really is goodbye, because haven't there been other times we thought the series was done only for Larry to come back and say he wanted to go back to the character and the series? Liz, what are you looking forward to with Sunday's finale?
I mean, I'm looking forward to finding out whether or not he actually really sticks the ending. Like it definitely, like Jen said, it definitely feels like this is him taking the chance to kind of address what happened with the Seinfeld finale. But you know, yeah, like you said, Larry, there have been multiple times that the show's felt like it's going to end. I think it's the season. I'm not 100% on this, but I think it's the season six finale that's literally called The End. You know, and there's been like a 7 year gap between seasons at one point. So I think who knows? There could be a season 13 in like 6 years if Larry David still feels like doing it. But I'm sure HBO wouldn't say no if he asked about it. But yeah, I mean, at this point, I'm just really curious to see how he's approaching it because you know, he's been in the building blocks have been very clear for many episodes that's what we're gearing up for. And whether it's going to be a complete reversal on that or it's going to, you know, play out in some unexpected way, it's going to be really exciting.
I wouldn't be surprised if at 92 he comes back and says he wants to do it, whatever on whatever platform exists at that time to do a series. Curb Your Enthusiasm, season 12, the series finale is this Sunday night on HBO and streaming on Max. Final episode of season 12. Want to thank our critics for joining us: Jen Chaney, TV critic for Vulture, and from Consequence, senior entertainment editor Liz Shannon Miller. Liz and Jen, thank you both so much. Great to talk with you. We look forward to speaking with you again soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Air Talk's TV Talk from LAist 89.3. If you like what you heard, please subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win, and the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.